With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. On this biggest day of the presidential primary and caucus calendar, both Donald Trump and President Biden are in a position to move much closer to winning their party's nominations. Hundreds of delegates for both political parties are up for grabs tonight. Checking early results, Trump is the winner in Virginia, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and North Carolina. President Biden is the winner in Iowa, Virginia, Vermont, North Carolina, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Massachusetts. There's a closely watched race for governor in North Carolina, and Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson has won the Republican primary there. He has Trump's endorsement. He's North Carolina's first black lieutenant governor and would become the state's first black governor as well. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Now with more news, here's Keith Peters.
Arizona Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema has announced that she will not seek re-election. Sinema says she has no desire to serve in the current political climate.
It's all or nothing. The outcome, less important than beating the other guy. The only political victories that matter these days are symbolic. Attacking your opponents on cable news or social media. Compromise is a dirty word. We've arrived at that crossroad, and we chose anger and division.
Sinema had been one of the Senate negotiators on the pact combining border aid with support for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Egyptian officials say 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages have failed to achieve a breakthrough. The United States, Qatar, and Egypt have spent weeks trying to broker an agreement in which Hamas would release up to 40 hostages in return for a six-week ceasefire, the release of some Palestinian prisoners, and an influx of aid to address the humanitarian catastrophe. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 404 points, the Nasdaq dropped 267. This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham has been preaching along America's southern border.
Graham is in the midst of a 10-day tour, sharing the gospel and offering hope. According to churchleaders.com, Graham told an audience in Eagle Pass, Texas last week that he wanted to set aside politics. However, later that same day, the evangelist posted a picture of himself shaking hands with former President Donald Trump with the message, "Look who I ran into at the border today." The social media post on X received both favorable and negative comments. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The first over-the-counter birth control pill will be available in U.S. stores later this month. A medication called O-Pill is being shipped to major retailers and pharmacies. A one-month supply will cost about $20. Last summer, the Food and Drug Administration said the once-a-day pill could be sold without a prescription, despite some concerns by FDA scientists. This is SRN News. A Chicago hospital is now back online.
Doctors and nurses at a premier Chicago Children's Hospital can again access patients' electronic medical records. More than a month after a cyber attack forced Lurie Children's Hospital to take its networks offline. The hospital shut down its own systems for phone, email, and medical records once the breach was discovered on January 31st. The situation had all the hallmarks of a ransomware attack, although hospital officials have not confirmed or denied the cause. John Scott reporting.
A technical issue had caused widespread login issues for more than an hour across Meta's Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Messenger platforms on Tuesday. A spokesman for X, formerly known as Twitter, said the issues have been resolved as quickly as possible for everyone impacted. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.